This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Ted Broman, who's a senior fellow in the Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. We want to get his insights to help us understand the debt crisis facing Greece, why it's impacting our markets, and could, according to some, cause a domino effect economically across Europe. And Ted, thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Good to be with you and your listeners, Greg.
Well, we know that the World Bank, International Monetary Fund have committed about 110 billion euros to help Greece dig out of this hole. Real briefly, if you can, how do they get into this hole, and what happens if they don't get out?
Well, Greece has been digging this hole for a long time. The basic problem is that the Greek government has been profligate. It's been wasteful. Simply put, it's spent far too much money. And the result is, of course, that instead of raising this money from Greek taxpayers, it's had to borrow it on international financial markets. The problem has been made even worse by the fact that Greece is a member of the Eurozone. That is, it uses the euro as its currency. In the good old days, before the euro came along, a country that got into problems like Greece's would simply devalue its currency. Greece can't do that anymore because it doesn't have a currency. So as a result, unless it gets outside financial support, it has no alternative but to default on its creditors. In other words, go bankrupt.
Well, one of the things we've heard is that other countries could soon feel the same type of pain, and specifically Spain and Portugal. Why would they be next on the hit list?
Spain and Portugal have fundamentally the same problems that Greece does. They've borrowed a lot of money. They have uncompetitive economies. They're in the Eurozone, so they can't devalue their currencies. And they owe very large amounts of money. It's not likely that the crisis will move on to Spain and Portugal. It's extremely likely. Once a contagion like this begins, as we saw in the United States in 2008 with the financial crisis, it moves from sector to sector or from country to country until it hits something that's strong enough to stop it. And right now, Spain and Portugal, I would also add Italy and Ireland, are in no condition to stop anything.
Backing up to the decision to extend over $100 billion in euros, which is more than $150 billion, was that the smart move? Is there a better way for Greece to pull itself up or for the continent to help it out more?
Extending this kind of bailout assistance was a very bad idea that will not have the effect it was intended. The ultimate answer for Greece, unfortunately, is that the Greek standard of living needs to go down. The plain fact is that the Greeks have been paying themselves far too high wages and have been taking far too many benefits. The only solution in a crisis like this, unfortunately, is to reduce the standard of living in the country, in other words, to lower wages and to reduce government benefits until you get to a sustainable financial situation where the country actually has a competitive economy. A loan like this is only going to encourage other countries to run up even more massive liabilities, and it's frankly not likely to work even in the Greek context, because as we've seen with the riots that have been spreading across Greece, the Greeks don't want to accept this kind of assistance because they know it will come with a cost.
We're talking with Ted Broman of the Thatcher Center for Freedom at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. And Ted, you mentioned what Greece should be doing. It's clear that they probably won't do that. So how then will this stop?
The crisis will move probably next to Spain and Portugal, as you suggested. The next targets are difficult to know. Ireland and Italy are in a very bad situation. The next likely target is probably Great Britain. Britain's finances year on year are worse than Greece's. Now, Britain's in a better overall situation because Britain isn't Greece, and because the overall British financial situation is a little better, and it's not a member of the euro. But still, the picture in Britain is incredibly bad. Let me just explain in one quick anecdote how bad it is. The annual British budget deficit is larger than the amount of money that Britain collects in income taxes. So that's a huge amount of money. They're spending more than twice as much money as they're collecting in income taxes. That's a really terrible situation to put yourself in, and their borrowings, as a proportion of their national economy, are even larger than Greece's. So they are extremely likely to be targeted after Spain, Portugal, maybe Italy and Ireland.
Ted, we're looking at record deficits, record debt here in our own country. Obviously, our credit rating is a little bit better than some of these other countries we've been talking about. But on a proportional scale, how bad is our situation compared to theirs?
The worst country in the world from this point of view is Japan. However, Japan has a very high savings rate. So as long as they keep on saving 50% of their income, they're okay. Britain is next. Not much worse, not much better off than Japan. We're number three. We are, in fact, on a year-on-year basis, worse off than almost any of the profligate European countries. It's true, of course, that we have a much larger economy and our overall debt levels, that is our accumulated national debt, is smaller as a share of national income. However, what the markets are going to look at is the amount of money we owe in the years to come on Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and all of the president's other spending proposals. They will look at those enormous bills we are piling up, and they will say, this means huge borrowings in the years to come. I don't trust the United States to pay it back. Time to start selling now.
Two quick questions before we let you go, Ted. Number one, we've already seen the impact that the debt crisis in Greece has had on the markets as this continues and most likely expands, as we've already discussed. How will Wall Street react to that?
The likely initial reaction is a flight from dodgy European economies to the relatively higher quality of the United States, and we've seen that already in the Treasury markets. However, if the crisis then moves on, as I believe it will, to the United States, we'll see a further flight away from the United States. And at that point, who knows what the stock market could do.
Obviously, the problem here, the problem over there, is too much spending, especially when compared to revenues. So has the lesson been learned yet that the spending needs to be much smaller and therefore government needs to be smaller?
I don't think it's been learned in Greece. There isn't much evidence it's been learned in Spain or Portugal. There isn't a whole lot of evidence it's been learned in Britain. And if you see a lot of evidence that it's been learned in the White House, you're a much more perceptive man than I am.
So we're looking at massive tax increase as opposed to smaller government, likely.
I hope we're not looking at massive tax increases. I hope we're looking at a government which recognizes the discipline of the market and the desires of the American people and reduces its spending.
Well, not exactly a rosy forecast, but we appreciate your honesty. Ted, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Ted Broman, Senior Fellow in the Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.